Title: Break EQ Zones for Old School Character Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're going to EQ a classic breakbeat for that old school jungle and early drum and bass character inside Ableton Live. And here's the big mindset shift for this lesson. Classic breaks aren't perfect. They're mid-forward, a little boxy, kind of crunchy, and somehow glued together. That vibe isn't random. A lot of it comes from making intentional EQ choices in specific frequency zones. By the end of this, you'll have a simple break processing chain, a cleanup EQ, a character EQ, optional glue and saturation, plus an optional parallel grit return so you can add nastiness without destroying your main break. Let's set the session up first. Set your tempo to somewhere in the drum and bass zone. 172 to 175 BPM is perfect. Create an audio track and drag in a break loop. Amen, think, hot pants, anything like that. Now click the clip. Go to warp. Turn warp on if it isn't already. For warp mode, choose beats. Set preserve to transients and the envelope to 100. If it starts sounding too clicky or like it's tearing the hats apart, try switching preserve to 1/16. That often smooths it out. And quick but important detail. If this is a one bar loop, make sure it actually loops cleanly for exactly one bar in clip view. If the loop length is off, you'll chase timing problems that aren't EQ problems. Optional step, but really powerful for break control. Slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the audio clip. Choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Pick the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset, and slice by transient. Now your break is playable as chops, and you can process the whole rack or even treat individual hits later. Now before we touch any EQ, we need a map. This is what I mean by zones. You're going to start hearing these as rolls. Sub is roughly 20 to 60 Hz. Usually, the break isn't supposed to live there. Your sub bass and maybe your kick live there. Thump is around 60 to 120. That's kick weight. The boom. Body is about 120 to 250. That's warmth, thickness, vintage weight. It's also where mud can build up fast. Box or knock is around 250 to 500. This is the cardboard room, the cheap sampler vibe, and in old school music sometimes that's exactly the sauce. Prac is 1 to 3K. That's snare bite and stick definition. Presence is 3 to 7K. That's edge, brightness, hats. Air is 8 to 14K. That's fizz and hiss or harshness, depending on the break and the warping. Cool. Now we build the chain. And we're going to do this in a super beginner-friendly way. Two EQ8s. The first one is clean up. The second one is character. Keeping them separate makes your decisions clearer, and it makes it easier to /B. Step 1. Clean up EQ. On your break track, or on the drum rock group if you sliced it, add EQ8. Stay in stereo mode. First move, a high-pass filter. Use the 24 dB per octave slope. Set the frequency somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz. This is not about making it thin. This is about removing rumble that steals headroom and fights your sub. Now listen with your bass in mind. Even if you don't have a bass yet, imagine it, rolling sub notes, maybe 50 to 90 Hz, living underneath. If your break has low junk, your bass will feel like it disappears when the break plays. Next, optional but common, a low mid mud cut. Put a bell around 180 to 250 Hz. Set Q around 1.2 to 1.8. Pull it down maybe 2 to 4 dB. Small moves. This is one of the most important areas in drum and bass, because it's where breaks can blanket the whole mix. And third, if your break got fizzy or papery after warping, don't instantly boost highs. That often makes it worse. Instead, try a small bell cut somewhere in the 6 to 9K range. Q around 2 to 3 and cut 1 to 3 dB. It's like taking the brittle edge off. Now, teacher tip right here, level match your EQ moves. If you EQ and it gets louder, your brain will prefer it even if it's worse. So after you do a couple of moves, toggle EQ 8 on and off. If on feels better but also louder, pull down the output on EQ 8 slightly until on and off feels similar in loudness. Then decide. Also, here's a pro way to find problems. Find the ugly, then decide if it's the vibe. Make a tight bell, like Q 6 to 10. Boost it up a lot, like plus 8 dB, and sweep around while the break loops. If you find nasty ringing, cut it a little, like 2 to 5 dB. But if you sweep through 300 to 450 Hz and you hear that cheap room, crunchy sampler tone, don't automatically remove it. In old school jungle, that can be character. The move might be a smaller cut, or even a gentle boost later. Alright, clean up done. Now we'd add a old school character. Add a second EQ8 after the clean up EQ. This is where we make a break sound like an era, not just clean. I'll give you three character starting points. Pick one based on the job of your break. Option A is thick jungle room, warm, crunchy, mid forward, dual wide boost, about plus 2 dB, at 170 to 220 Hz, Q around 0.9, that adds thickness. Then add a smaller boost around 350 to 450 Hz, plus 1 to 2 dB, Q around 1. That's the boxy room tone. Use it carefully, but if you want that proper old school vibe, this is the zone that does it. If it starts sounding too modern or too shiny, you can even do a tiny dip around 3 to 5K, like minus 1 dB, just to take the new edge off. Option B is snare forward roller. Cleaner, but still vintage. Do a small cut around 200 to 280 Hz, maybe minus 2 dB, Q around 1.2 to reduce wool. Then boost the snare crack. Plus 2 to 4 dB around 1.8 to 2.6K, Q around 1. And if you want just a touch of air, do a very gentle high shelf around 9 to 11K, like plus 1 dB. Don't overdo it. Old school breaks usually don't have super hyped extreme highs. Option C is dark and dusty. Minimal top, heavy mids, boost around 120 to 180, plus 2 dB, Q around 0.8, boost around 300 to 380, plus 2 dB, Q around 1. Then add a low pass filter at 10 to 12K, 12 dB per octave. This is one of the fastest ways to get that sampled off final feeling without doing anything complicated. And again, level match this EQ too. After your character EQ, pull the output down until bypass and active are roughly the same loudness. Then decide if it's actually better. Now we glue it and give it movement. You've got a few stock device choices, and you only need one to start. Fast win. Drum bus. Drop drum bus after your EQs. Set drive somewhere between 5 and 15. Add crunch anywhere from 0 to 20, just to taste. Use damp to control brightness. Set it around 3 to 8K. Lower damp equals darker. Be careful with boom. Boom at 50 to 80 Hz can be cool, but if you're running a heavy sub-bass, you might skip boom entirely, so the break doesn't steal the low-end roll. And if the break got too clicky, pull transients down a little. If it needs more snap, push transients up a little. That's a great alternative to endlessly boosting 2K. If you want controlled grit instead, saturator. Pick soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output level so you're not being tricked by volume. If you want classic break glue, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Turn soft clip on. That's a very classic break treatment. Quick warning, if you do huge EQ boosts and then slam saturation, you're basically saturating the EQ problem. So keep your EQ moves reasonable, and treat saturation like seasoning. Now let's do the fun modern trick that keeps everything under control. The parallel grit return. Create a return track and name it grit. On that return, put auto filter first. High pass it around 200 Hz. The idea is, your grit is for mids and highs, not for low-end mud. After that, add saturator. Drive it hard, 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on. Then add redux, but a tiny touch. Pitch reduction around 10 to 12, sample rate around 12 to 20K. If it starts sounding like a video game in the bad way, back it off. We're going for attitude, not novelty. Then add EQ 8 at the end. If it gets harsh, dip 6 to 8K by about 2 dB. Now go back to your break track and send it to the grit return. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB send level, and bring it up until you just notice the extra edge. Here's the goal. When you mute the grit return, you miss it. But when it's on, you don't think oh wow, distortion. You just think this break feels more like a record. Quick mono check. Because this matters in clubs and it matters for sanity, put utility at the very end of your break chain, hit mono and listen. If the break goes hollow or your hats vanish, back off any extreme stereo stuff and keep your attack zones around 2 to 5K stable. You can also set bass mono around 120 Hz in utility to keep the low end solid. Now let's make it feel like a track, not a loop. Try a simple 32 bar idea. In the intro, low pass the break around 8 to 10K, then slowly open it until the drop. At the drop, bring it full range and maybe push the grit send a little. For variation, every 8 bars do something small. You can mute hats for 2 bars, or do a half bar chop fill if you slice to drum rack. You can also automate a tiny boost, like plus 1 to 2 dB at around 2K, just for a moment of extra energy. A really nice trick is zone swaps for energy. In build-ups, slowly reduce 200 to 400 Hz. Less box makes it feel like the mix is lifting upward. Then at the drop, Bring a bit of that band back for instant old school weight, and you can automate the grit send like call and response. Lower grit for the first two bars of a phrase, higher grit for bars 3 and 4, or even just on the last half bar. That movement feels like arrangement, even if your drums are the same loop. Common mistakes to avoid while you do all this. 1. Not high passing the break. That's how you lose sub and wonder why your mix distorts. 2. Overboosting around 200 Hz. It sounds huge in solo, and then you add bass and suddenly everything is a blanket. 3. Too much 8 to 12k. That's where a break starts sounding modern and harsh instead of vintage and sampled. 4. Ecking with your eyes. Always a slash be on and off and level match. 5. Saturation after huge boosts. If you want more attack, try transient shaping or smaller, smarter boost. Now here's a quick 15-minute practice exercise you can do right now. Load a break and loop 4 bars. Add EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass at 35 Hz, and cut minus 3 dB at 220 Hz. As second EQ 8 for character. Boost plus 3 dB at 2.2K, then add a low pass at 12K. Add drum bus. Drive 10, damp 6K, crunch 10. Create the grit return. Blend it in until you just notice extra attitude. Then bounce a quick export and compare, with and without the grit, and with and without the character EQ. The goal is to hear that these zones change the vibe way more than random EQing. Let's recap. Old school break character is zone-based, controlled sub, shaped low mids, intentional mid bite, and restrained air. Use the 2EQ approach. Clean up first, character second, then add a little drum bus, saturator, or glue compressor for crunch and glue. And if you want that pro edge without wrecking the drums, use parallel grit. If you want to take it one step further, resample your processed break. Record 8 or 16 bars to a new track using resampling, then disable the heavy chain and work with a printed audio. It helps you commit, and it often makes the break feel more finished. When you're ready, tell me which break you're using and whether your bass is mostly clean sub notes or a reese, and I can suggest the quickest EQ zone curve that will lock them together.